Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Raphael Stone met with the media yesterday.
Yay!
Well, it's the Kevin Durant trade. We've known about it for 2 weeks, but it didn't become official until Sunday. It turns out it was a 7-team trade. Everybody got involved in it.
I ignored all the news. It didn't really register until the trade was official.
Yeah, Seth,
I was like,
wait.
Oh, this thing's really happening.
Seth
oh,
is somebody okay. who goes by the business year. Like, until it's done, I don't even want to hear about it.
I'll tell you what, if there was ever anything that was going to fall through after things had been agreed upon but it couldn't be made official yet, if there was ever anything that was going to fall through, it might be a 7-team trade.
Well, I think about, like, what if one of these players, not if we get morbid about this, but, like, what if one of the players involved gets hit by a bus 2 days before the start of the league year? Like, what?
Well, I know. That guy would screw everything up.
Are we trading his corpse in the deal? Like, what's going
on? Jackass was looking at his cell phone as he was crossing the street.
Right.
You know?
To see
and
that
bus driver's got to live with it the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I'm even like, though it's not his fault. Yeah, I know. No, it's with a 7-team trade. You're just waiting for at some point, basically, it's like the car salesman saying, like, so you want the rust proofing, right?
Yeah.
Can't do it without the rust proofing. They're like, oh, no, wait, I thought we had a deal. Nope, you got to get the rust proofing.
You're going to ruin the 7-team trade if you don't get the rust proofing. So it's the deal's done. Kevin Durant is a Rocket. Jalen Green out the door. Here is Raphael Stone, who drafted Jalen Green. And I think the Rockets drafted Jalen Green with the thought that he would be the face of this franchise 4 years after being in the league. Instead, he is the key component going out in a trade for one of the best players of all time in Kevin Durant. Here's Raphael Stone yesterday on trading Jalen Green.
Was it a difficult decision to move on from Jalen Green?
Yeah, like Jalen's awesome. He did everything we asked. He's a wonderful combination of talent and work ethic, along with being just a great human being. And any time that you have the privilege to work with someone who is talented and works really hard and is really nice, you should value it. And so for organizationally, we've valued him tremendously. So, yeah, very hard.
Yeah, I believe every word of that. I think they wanted Jalen Green to be the guy who is going to lead them to whatever it is they're hoping they experience these next couple
years. It's honestly probably one of the hardest things to do as a general manager or as a coach is to try to just really objectively look at, all right, what is this guy? What did we hope that he would be? Like, we've seen 4 years of it. At what point do you just move on from a decision?
Yep.
And or because it's not like they're moving on from Jalen Green, obviously. You're bringing in Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
But you are. And I think I'm in the same place as maybe the majority of Rockets fans, in which, look, yes, Jalen Green obviously has a lot of value to a basketball team, but I'd abandoned any thought that he was going to be a genuine superstar at some point, which is fine. It's not like that's a huge flaming indictment of the guy or anything. It was that, okay, this guy's not going to be Kobe Bryant. You know, like, that's not the worst crime in the world.
No.
But it's just you got to make your decisions more rationally and without being infused with hope and aspirations necessarily.
Yeah, Jalen Green's not a bust. You know, like, that's the thing. It's like he's the second overall pick, and if the goal for him, Seth, was that we want him to be the best player on a championship team, it didn't work out. He's not the best player, and I don't think he ever will be the best player on a championship team. But the blow is cushioned by the fact that, yes, Kevin Durant is coming back in the trade. And two, the other picks you've made, I think, have all worked out to a degree that you're cool with it, or very, very cool with it. Like, you traded into that same draft, you traded back into the first round with OKC to draft Alper and Şengün. He's an all-star. You drafted him at 16. He's an all-star. Jabari Smith is fine at 3. I know Paolo Banchero just got like a max deal yesterday, and Jabari Smith got $125 million for the same amount of time. I'm more comfortable with the Jabari contract at $125 than paying Paolo Banchero $60 million a year, but that's a separate topic. Jabari's been fine. Fine enough where you extended him for 5 years. Tari Eason has been at 17. Great at 17. And then obviously Amen Thompson, I think, has the potential to be a top 10 player in the league. So the fact that, A, you're getting Kevin Durant, B, Jalen Green was a good player, he just wasn't a great player, and C, everything else is working out around this, is like, okay, this, it should make it easy. The only thing that should be hard for Raphael Stone is if there is an emotional tie to, this was the first guy. That's the first guy I ever drafted as the Rockets GM. You know, like, it's. Yeah. But I think Raphael Stone is able to do a very good job of divorcing himself and separating the emotional part, like a lot of these quasi-analytic GMs are. You know?
I really liked the first three words, or the first word of that response, where, Ben, can we
cue it up again?
I apologize, Ben. I know it's hard to cue these things.
Yeah, like, Jalen's awesome. Yeah.
You know what we need? You know what we need?
Was it hard?
We need that. That's our, for anytime we need a yes, that'll be our yes. And anytime we need a no, it'll be Rafael Devers.
Yeah. Was it hard to trade Jalen Green?
Yeah. Was it hard?
What was the easiest decision to make?
Was it hard to trade Cam Whitmore, though?
No.
There we go. There we go. In fact, now that's not what he said. To be fair, here's what Raphael Stone said about trading Cam Whitmore yesterday.
I just think, yeah, we're just not a developmental team right now. It's really like, we wanted to provide Cam with the opportunity to do in his career what we still believe he very much can do. So I think Cam's insanely talented, really nice young man, and wanted to provide him an opportunity to go home and be in a situation where he could really play through mistakes in a way that we never could afford him just in the iteration of the Rockets that he joined.
See, this is another one where I'm not kidding. Like, there's people that are upset that they only got 2 second-round picks for the 20th pick in the draft a couple years ago in Cam Whitmore. And I can't get upset about this. Like, I can't.
No, it's
look at where this Cam team Whitmore, is right now.
There's the physical upside there is huge, obviously. But there's a reason he fell, with all of that ability and upside, there's a reason he fell to 20th in the draft.
Yeah.
And then you get the other dynamic where, this is where it's interesting. I'm watching that Damian Pierce interview that Texans Radio did with him yesterday. Texans Radio is smart. They did that Damian Pierce interview like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did they?
And they rolled out a few last week of guys that weren't going to get as many kids, like Lake and Tomlinson and everything. Yeah. And they waited until Monday after the 4th of July to put the Damian Pierce one
out
there.
Yeah, he's good.
Because he's going to be a popular one.
Yep.
So, but I'm watching Damian Pierce, and a lot of it just goes into, man, there's some guys that would have been better served by being non-first round picks. Mm-hmm. Damian is wired in such a way that it's been a really challenging couple of years for him. It just hasn't worked out the same way it did his rookie year. Yeah. But he's also a guy that doesn't have the lofty expectations or pressure necessarily of a first-round pick. And he's been a model citizen when it comes to kind of fighting through the adversity. With Cam Whitmore, he's acted as if he is constantly put out by the fact that he's not getting more playing time, to the point where the reports are that Udoka just couldn't get this guy to buy into the team mentality and everything.
Yep.
So it was a bad fit for a lot of reasons, and that maybe Cam Whitmore in a new setting and with different circumstances, maybe it'll be good for him. But it was the wrong fit at that moment. Like, you just don't have – your roster is too packed with really good guys who do it the way Udoka wants it to do, wants them to do it, to work on a rehab project or some kind of, you know, trying to get a guy's mind right, all of that. It wasn't going to work.
Yeah, it's the Stone put it yesterday, the way he put it. I don't know if we have this cut or not. We're going to play another cut from here in a second. Maybe it's part of this, but he said when he was asked about Whitmore, he said, "We're not a developmental team anymore. You know, we're not a team where guys are going to get 30 minutes just so they can become better young basketball players. We are, it's winning time." You know, like, yeah. The Rockets lived through a time where it was all developmental. We're going to win 20 games, but Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün and Tari Eason and Jabari Smith Jr. and Amen Thompson are all going to become better basketball players for it, for the losing. So, yeah, that's not the team they are anymore.
Yeah, and with Whitmore, like, I don't know anything about him personally, and obviously I'm not at practices or anything, but it, from the outside looking in, with the things that have been reported about it and with the way Cam Whitmore has talked about it himself,
openly, yeah,
you know, kind of airing a lot of stuff that should be kept in-house and making it public drama, there's an element sometimes with players where they keep looking at the coach like, hey, how come I'm not getting this chance? How come I'm not getting this chance? And the coach is telling him, look, you're competing against these guys on your team. I need to see you do this better. I need to see you do that better.
Yep.
And in the player's brain, they just can't get it out of their head that they're somehow being screwed over.
Yep.
Instead of like really just turning it into the challenge that it is and figuring out a way to earn your way onto the floor.
Yep.
That's what it looks like to me from the outside looking in.
Yep.
And it's hard when you're a culture guy like Udoka that is one of the very few coaches that seems to be competent at actually building a culture. You can't just sacrifice everything that you do to build a culture for that one guy.
Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I'm trying to really figure out where the fans are. Like, at what point in the chain here with Cam Whitmore are they angry with? Are you angry that they only got 2 second-round picks back? Because that's the league speaking on Cam Whitmore. You know, like, that's what he is. If you're mad that they drafted him with the 20th pick, knowing that there was this baggage, that's the reason he was at 20, Seth. Like,
right.
He was supposed to be a top five pick. He's at 20 because of the attitude issues. I don't have an issue with this. You take a swing, you get the guy in the building, you hope that maybe he matures. I mean, this is a sport where they're drafting guys at 18 and 19 years old. You do a lot of maturing from the age of 18 to 22. You hope that maybe he gets in, he matures a little bit, and it didn't happen with him. So be it. You know, that's why you have 7 first-round picks through a 4-year period.
I mean, I've never been mad at the Astros for drafting Royce White back in the day. Royce White
Rockets,
had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I say?
Astros.
Oh, they didn't do it at all. Credit to the Astros. That was when they started turning things around. They said, you know what? No, that's not the guy for us right now. We're not going to take Royce White.
We knew what
so,
you meant.
But Royce White back in 2012, 13, whenever he got drafted, that was a guy that physically was better than a 16th overall pick, but he had issues, you know, so you take a chance on it, doesn't work out. Like, all right, it's your 16th overall pick. It's not a lottery.
And you can and in that particular draft, they had 3 first round picks, that Royce White draft. That was the draft where they drafted Jeremy Lamb. I forget who they drafted. They had like 12, 14, and 16 in that draft. And they drafted Jeremy Lamb. I remember that. They drafted one other guy. I can't remember who it was. when you have that plethora of picks, you can take swings like that. If that's the only first-round pick, if Cam Whitmore were the only first-round pick that they had that year and they didn't have one the year before and they don't have one the year after, that's the only bite at the apple you get, and you take a chance on an attitude guy and it doesn't work out. And they're drafting him in a three-year period where they're drafting five other guys in the first round. You know, so I don't have a big issue with that either.
The objectively the biggest thing to worry about right now with the Rockets is because everything looks great about it, other than the whole injury dynamic.
Yeah,
that's where I'm really intrigued by the way that I think the Rockets have behaved in such a way that we realize there are some potential injury issues or age issues.
Yep.
So they bring in Capella. It's not like they're going to try to get three big men on the floor. They bring in Capella, who's a perfect complement to a guy like Steven Adams. Who you're going to try to load manage throughout the season, so you can still play with your two big men lineup.
Hey,
plus 7 foot tall Kevin Durant.
Hey man, that would be fun though if they trotted.
Actually, three big men plus Kevin Durant.
Yes. I saw LP working on his 3-point shot. I saw some footage. LP plays at the small forward for you, and then you throw Adams and Capella just as on a whim, just to see how it worked. I think they kind of stumbled into this Adams and Şengün thing a little bit last year. I don't know that they were planning on that being an outstanding lineup for them last year. You know,
it's victory through geometry, right there.
That's what it is.
You know, we're gonna play the game. I don't know how tall. If you're 7 foot tall and you got your hands over your head, what is that at 9 feet or so?
Yeah, gotta be. Right?
Yeah, we're gonna play the game at 9 feet above the ground
surface.
And, yes, go ahead. We're just gonna pass. You want ball movement?
Yep.
We're just gonna have 4 7-footers out there tossing the ball around.
Yeah, right.
Clint Capella, the shortest, I believe, above their heads. Try to get us, shorties.
We are redefining the phrase "get on our level." Our level is right
this
up
is
here
a,
at nine
this
and
is
a half
a team
feet.
Of. Euclidean geometry.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Here's Rafael Stone. He was asked, does the Capella signing show a bigger willingness to go with big lineups?
The Clint Capella signing, does that sort of signal a willingness to go more double big next year?
For sure. We loved that lineup once we discovered it last year. We thought it was really, really effective for us. Also, Clint just adds something we don't have in terms of being kind of a center who can move a little bit easier on the perimeter, also as a lob threat. Finally, we just think depth is super important, and as we're trying to make it through the season, we don't want there to be a huge drop-off. So we did not anticipate going into free agency that we would be able to get Clint, but we're ecstatic when that materialized.
I love his use of the word discover for the Adams Şengün lineup, like it was plutonium or something, like, or gravity or electricity.
The discovery of that lineup,
we discovered, because it does feel like they kind of stumbled upon it a little bit. Like, oh wow, this is like champagne was not a thing that was the person who invented champagne didn't set out to invent champagne. They did some sort of mix and like, oh wow, this is carbonated and it's pretty good. I like it.
For some reason, I can't remember. There was some conversation I had long ago about like Clint Capella, if he could develop a 3-point shot. This can't be correct. Right?
I hope you weren't initiating that conversation.
No. It was we were just messing around with it. I think it was something. Clint Capella had improved his shooting in some regards, or his free throw shooting. So we're like, yeah, but just imagine if he's taken 0 3-point attempts in his career.
Yeah, that
is good for you, Clint.
Now that you mention it, there was a time where Hack Capella was a thing.
And
him working on his free throws would get a ton of people who were at practice. That was a big iPhone thing, man.
Yeah.
Let's get out the iPhone and video Clint shooting his free throws. Yeah,
it was in his second season when he had 35 starts. That was the first time he had any starts. He shot 37.9% from the free throw
line. Free throw line.
And he worked it all the way up. That's what that was the discussion, because he had worked it all the way up to 64% in 2018-19. I think that was when I started wondering, like, hey, all right, now let's
keep going.
Let's stretch it out to three.
Let's keep going like Thelma and Louise holding hands together, driving off the cliff. Let's go.
It'll be the ultimate weapon.
Yes, man. Hey, man, if Manute Bol can develop a 3-point shot, so could Clint Capella. Manute Bol was shooting threes by the end of his career.
He's had a few seasons above 50% from the 3-point line. He was 60%
From the free, from the free throw line.
Free throw line, yeah.
You said 3-point line. Okay, so
I did.
Yes.
Free throw line.
Free throw line. Astros. So make sure.
So 2 years ago he was 60%. 3 years ago he was 60%. 2 years ago he was 63%. Reverted to 53% last year. But yeah, he's gotten that in order.
It's all right. And he's not. Look, he is souped up Jock Landale on this team. That's his role. Like he's big man coming in for 15, 20 minutes, if I had to guess. And to your point, Steven Adams insurance. All right.
I just want to get him a 3-point attempt.
I do too now.
Year.
You've got me invested.
Gonna blow
in
out
this
win or something. Yeah, just dish it out. He'll be wide open at the arc.
Oh yeah,
just
nobody's checking him. Yeah. Nobody's getting into his landing space. All right, that was Rafael Stone. Good to hear from the Rockets GM. We'll hear from him in headlines as well. We got one more cut from Rafael Stone we'll get to in headlines. Astros lose last night, but we get a couple of innings from one of the pitchers that might be coming back. This is a good one. So we'll have that for you coming up in headlines as well.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.